All right, hey, friends and lovers on Patreon. This is we're doing a little check real quick because I'm not editing any of this.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check. Look at those bars.
Good looking bars.
Some good looking bars. Hey guys, spoilers. There's gonna be some spoilers about the Power Rangers movie in here. So, real quick, how funny would it be if the whole bonus episode that we've been talking up for like 3 months
is 3 one-sentence reviews of the Power Rangers?
Yeah. Okay, Alan, we'll start with you.
Just a one-sentence review.
Yeah, what was your one-sentence review of the Power Rangers movie? Josh, we're gonna start with you.
I really liked it.
Alan?
It's not what I wanted, but it was acceptable.
I don't know. I kind of liked it. All right, guys. See you later. No, we're not doing that. No.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Okay,
a whole week just for that?
Just for that? Oh, God.
Oh, if it was April, maybe we would do that.
If this came out next week, then that's what the podcast would be. But it's not.
It's March.
It's March.
Are we going to start this proper, or are we just going to go from here?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And joining us is Alan.
Hi.
He flew down from... You drove down. Drove over?
Over.
How fast did you drive?
The speed limit?
Oh. Well, you didn't fly down in any respect then.
No. I'm not Tommy. I don't have those weird driving, I have to go fast.
Also, you did not incriminate yourself on a podcast. Good call.
Here comes the Tommy, yeah.
What? There was a Tommy. We did say spoilers,
sort of.
Right?
Oh, yeah, we did.
This movie...
It aired March 24th, 2017. I was waiting for you to set me up, and you didn't. And I had that in the chamber.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Who wrote and directed it?
Dale Israelite directed it. Dale Israelite.
And someone who should be fired wrote it.
I have no idea who wrote it.
Oh, boy.
I could probably look it up right quick.
Yeah,
if you guys want to keep going.
Do a quick Google. So it's 9:38 at Friday night. We just got out of the Power Rangers, the movie, the game, the movie.
The movie.
Power Rangers, the game, the movie, the game.
Yes. Spider-Man 2, the game, the movie, the game.
Power Rangers that wanted to be Spider-Man and a little bit of Iron Man.
Literally.
Literally.
So I had a lot of angry hate bile in my stomach. For the last year, I guess. It's been over a year.
It's over a year.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. And everything I saw about this movie made me hate it more and more. And then I watched the movie, and I realized that they just made a really bad trailer and a pretty not good movie.
The teaser, that original teaser that came out is... In no way,
not this movie.
Indicative of what the movie is at all.
No. Yeah.
It was written by John Gattens.
John Gattens, go fuck yourself. You're a bad writer, and you should feel bad about your ability to write because it's garbage. Now that we have that out of the way, I think everybody had a lot of fun in the movie.
I did.
Yeah, I had fun in the movie. There were moments of literal face palming and or head slamming against the back of the seat going, why God, why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to just like review the movie.
I don't want to just review it either. We did that at the beginning. We reviewed the movie.
Yeah.
Each of us.
I don't know.
I kind
of liked it.
I really liked it.
I think this was, I'm doing some weird math here. I think this was 7/10, a pretty okay movie, a good movie. I will give it a B. So 7/10 a B and 3/10 an F triple minus. Because the things that were bad in this movie were super duper dookie from the garbage can.
The things that stood out to me the most that were bad were not necessarily the movie's fault, but probably the writer, John Gattens, and Dean Dale.
Dean Israelite. Mud Israelite.
The problem was that, and just how heavy-handed they were with, like, how inclusive the movie is, right, you guys?
Look, everyone's a different color, and everyone's a different color.
That was stupid. That
I
was
literally,
bad.
Did I, is
you
that
did.
When I said fuck off?
You
yeah,
did.
You yep. did. Mm-hmm.
And there were children
right in front of us.
So,
the other
sorry,
thing,
kids.
The other thing that, and this kills me to say, But I feel like the weakest parts of this movie were where they tried to pander to the Power Rangers fans, where they were trying to throw in like one-liners or references. And it's just like, it doesn't work in what you're trying to do. What you're trying to do is not necessarily bad, but trying to call back to the things that were good before just reminds us that what you're doing is not our Power Rangers. These are not our characters. These are not the Power Rangers that we know. This is a different crew. This is a different universe. This is a whole different thing.
Exactly. It shows that they didn't have confidence in their idea.
Exactly.
And their idea isn't bad. No. It's a good...
It's a little stupid, but I don't think it's bad.
It's a little stupid, but it's a decent modern take on the Power Rangers, I think.
Yeah, I wished that instead of Power Rangers... this was Guardian Defenders or Voltron.
Oh, God.
Why not just be Voltron?
I think it works as Power Rangers.
It does, but only because they gave them each a different color and Zordon was in it.
Well, yes, but it also, the second half of the movie played a lot into them coming together as a team and fighting as a team.
I did like that. To be honest, I didn't like how they got to that point. I felt like that was super contrived and just total bullshit.
Oh, and when they carried him,
can we swear on this? I know that you've said the F word, but are you bleeping anything?
I'm going to bleep any swears. Yeah, that's all the editing I'm going to do.
Not on Patreon, though. No,
Patreon's getting the
because this
unplugged.
Is just going right out of the can.
I'm going to literally export it from here onto my other computer where I'm going to compress it and then put it on Patreon.
Okay.
I'm going to send it back to this computer. It's a whole mess. Anyway.
But I don't like... I didn't like the plot device that got them to be where they were, but I like the fact that they eventually did become friends and they did, you know, friendship and teamwork is what's going to win the day. That is so Power Rangers. That is Power Rangers at the core of its being, even if this is a very different Power Rangers than what we were shown and or promised and or used to have.
My favorite thing in the movie is that they couldn't be Power Rangers unless they were Power Rangers together.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite part of the movie.
That was pretty cool. I don't know why they took so goddamn long to do it.
This is a 2-hour movie that could be an hour and a half movie. The first half of the movie only needs to be the first third of
the movie. There's a tight 90-minute movie in here that's probably real good.
Yeah.
Instead, we got this 2-hour movie that was, I think, 45 solid minutes of Breakfast Club, right? Like,
yeah.
Before they ever saw Zordon.
Well, and
we see Zordon right away.
That was kind
of... we'll talk about that in a minute.
God. That was kind of my problem with this. The beginning of the movie went to such great lengths to be like, hey guys, look at these shitty teens. Look at how shitty they are. They're super shitty.
My problem with the first half of the movie is, look at this origin story.
Yeah.
This is the entire origin story for everyone individually, and that's fine. We do need to know them as characters. But you took too long.
You can move some of that stuff around to after they're, like, they have the power in them until they get
Zach
the power.
Loathsome.
Yeah. Oh, Zach, I wanted to hit in the face with a billy club. Then there was, like, the...
What? Your lines aren't coming up.
Check, check. No, they are.
Check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
Sometimes it lags.
Sometimes it gets real little.
Oh, sorry.
Check, check. Check, check. Yeah, no, I'm
check,
coming
check,
through.
Check,
check, check. Check, check,
you guys are coming through.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on, it's doing some weird stuff. This is real great.
Patreon.
Aren't you glad you support us on Patreon?
I panicked.
Oh, hey, there they are. Okay, I don't know what happened. Okay, yeah, they're just lagging a little bit. My computer has 500 files that I need to delete off of it, so...
Sorry, Patreon, I panicked.
Yeah, he's new. what was I talking about? How I hate Zach?
How this movie makes you hate Zach.
Yeah, man, remember in the new Ninja Turtles movie where Mikey is the goddamn worst? They did that to Zach this time. They said, hey, what if we did Mikey but Zach?
But then they tried to make you sympathetic towards Zach, and it's just like, why couldn't you have started with that? Shown us that he was sympathetic and then be like, oh, but he has this tough shell because he is a sympathetic and kind person and can't deal with what's going on at home, so he has to wisecrack. That's fine.
All of his jokes are very poorly written.
Oh,
yeah,
bad.
That's why I'm saying the script is the worst part. They were literally, you could tell they wrote, like, this is a joke. This is a funny joke that Zach says.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, God.
So are we going to talk about the fact that Zordon was, like, what happened in the beginning of the movie?
Okay, so the movie starts off in the Cenozoic era. The Central Zoic era? In the Central time zone.
Cenozoic?
I thought it was Mesozoic.
Mesozoic.
It definitely said Senna something.
Cenozoic?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Do I look like a dinosaur doctor?
The Central Zoic era. Yeah. Right in the middle of all the Zoics.
Yeah, there's your Eastern Zoic, your Central Zoic, your Mountain Zoic.
And your Pacific Zoic.
So we start off there, and it's like this Red Ranger, like it's literally the same Red Ranger suit from the poster. So like that's neat. At least there's like I was expecting if there was going to be old Power Rangers, they would have, like, different armor.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish they did, but I'm also cool with it being like, no, it's just there's just Power Rangers. It's just the same. And so he crawls up, and the Yellow Ranger dies and hands her coin. And she's an alien. Like, mm-hmm. it unfurls, and it's like just an alien with, like, a Voldemort nose and, like, a long head. And then as he's, like, army crawling to a ditch that he's going to – like, a puddle that he's going to dump the coins in – Zordon unmorphs, and it's just Brian ass Cranston. Like,
yeah, but he's got some like alien markings on him. He had two little blue.
He was kind of blue, and he had two little
had
ridges.
Like swirly things on his arms.
But his face was just literally Brian Cranston.
Well, it was in the wall too. It was just Brian Cranston. If you put one of those pin things on his face,
yeah. But then why was the other lady an alien?
Again, Zordon was blue, so obviously he's not human.
Right.
Well, if she would have been a different color, because she was also the same blue, right? Was I reading that wrong?
I thought she was
yellowish.
I thought she was like a pale yellowish.
Okay,
off-white.
I'm basically colorblind. Okay, maybe it is different because maybe it's meant to be like they're each from different worlds and they're all doing different
maybe.
Stuff.
Maybe I don't know. Who do you think she was supposed to be?
Dulcea.
Okay,
that's who my ancient Yellow Ranger would be. Like, hands down.
And then, of course, Rita was the Green Ranger, as everyone
predicted. Yeah, as everyone, like, predicted. So she comes down. She's in, like, her full Green Ranger outfit. And the reason she's not later is because, like, there isn't one, which is stupid. She needed more gold.
She needed more gold.
I don't know what happened with that. Because she had the coin, so
she
should have been able to.
She was totally fine. It's Elizabeth Olsen. You need to.
Banks?
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Olsen.
That's also why Zordon was not an alien. It's because that's Brian Cranston.
Yeah, but then why not just like have like a regular-faced other person? Why not be like, aliens? Oh, all this crazy stuff. Look at those
because
dinosaurs. And then Brian
alien.
Cranston. Look at literally Malcolm in the Middle's dad right here.
Well, no, he's Breaking Bad now. Breaking Dad.
he didn't have a mustache, so he's Malcolm in the Middle's dad.
Oh, okay.
/ Hammond Druthers.
And to give you some context, Jake, this is what I was so mad about the Power Rangers Twitter. They actually showed the Green Ranger's helmet yesterday on Twitter. Before even the midnight 7 o'clock showing, they showed the Green Ranger's
helmet.
It's
not even a GIF. It's a video of just the static helmet with like smoke swirling around.
Power Rangers movie, you stupid. That's a bad marketing move.
That's a bad move.
So then we get like 100 years of like, look at these characters. Trini does some yoga in the desert. I was like, Alan, write down this note.
Yes, I did write down the note of Trini does desert yoga with death metal.
Yeah.
And her Beats headphones. And Zach hangs out on an old train car.
Yeah, because he can't, he loves his mom so much that he can't stand to, what if she dies? Because she is sick.
She's sick.
She has the sick. You know, like in movies, how they don't say it's just sick. She has to be in a bed and has
pills. They said literally everything else except what was wrong with Zach's mom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's just jump right into this. How do we feel about Billy? So not great on Alan's part.
Billy would have been fine if they didn't make him say, "I'm on the spectrum."
Thank you. Okay.
No.
So,
okay. All right. Hold on. You're so mad, and you didn't like that.
I get why they did it, and I understand. But that's one of the things that's like it's poorly written and just seems very heavy-handed.
No,
I think it could have been handled better than him just straight up saying, "I'm on
the
spectrum."
I actually really liked that because that is like establishing his character of him being like. This is who I like. That whole scene is him being like, "I'm on the spectrum." Like, that's just who I am. And then talking about how he doesn't understand humor, which is fine. That's okay. But then they sell that out for every joke they can for the rest of the movie.
Thank you. That was my problem. autistic people, that is a thing. You know, they are aware. They know. So, yes, of course, I was okay with Billing being like, hey, I'm on the spectrum. This is what's up. This is why I'm weird. But then instead of being like, oh, okay, let's treat him like, oh, I don't know, a normal person, they make him the butt monkey, and he's the butt of every joke because he doesn't understand sarcasm or humor.
Yeah,
I actually didn't think he was the butt of every joke,
though. I don't think he's the butt of every joke. He just doesn't get any of the jokes.
Until he does.
Until he does at the end. He's like, oh, yeah, I get...
Not even at the end, just like immediately after that, he just starts getting jokes. I'm like, you guys just set this thing up.
They did make Billy Jesus... So
they hey guys, real big spoilers. They did literally kill Billy and carried him Jesus style to the hills of Rome
and resurrected him.
And resurrected.
The resurrection of Billy is what brings the team together.
Because this is what you Billy know, Zordon was a grade A jerk, but this is why we should trust Zordon, and this is why Zordon's a good guy, is because he didn't choose to exit the Morphin Grid.
Here's
he allowed Billy to. Here's so somehow Billy died and went to the Morphin Grid. So
the Morphin Grid is the afterlife.
No, I didn't read it that way either. But here's the thing: is I think they wrote Zordon right. This Zordon is a dickhead.
Oh yeah,
that's fair.
And he's like under the guise of being a mentor, but he's a jerk. Yeah, he just straight up does not tell them a lot of stuff.
So yeah. here's the thing is, so here's what happens. Okay, so Billy, Rita kills Billy, and instead of like she drops him into the water and then they pull him out in less time than we saw him be underwater earlier.
That
too,
was exactly
by
the thing.
The way.
I had two things that kind of like got me through that and made that make sense to me. Is one, that first swimming scene was in slow motion? Question mark.
No, I think it was just underwater.
Two, Rita did blast him before he fell into the
water. Right, so it didn't catch his breath. I get it. But they pull him up in a short order. He wasn't down there underwater for a long time, and then no one even tries CPR.
No one tries CPR.
Which
no.
I understand is like dangerous if you don't know it, but like this is the thing that you pick to be realistic about Power Rangers movie?
Yeah, the fact that they've gone in and out of water 3 or 4 times and they're pulling out their cell phones looking at them? Yeah, thanks Power Rangers.
Kim crushed hers.
And then she got a new one just a minute later.
After.
Dad, I don't have an iPhone. I need a new phone. So Billy dies from Rita. Rita does a murder to Billy. And then they bring him back, and they're like, see Zordon, blah, blah. I would give my life for him. I'm so sad. And then so they come together over the death of their friend, which I understand.
Well, him dying, and then Zach is the one that's like...
Maybe he did give his life for
us. He gave his life for us, and he's like, I would do that. And then all of them say, I would do that. And then the Morphin Grid just opens up.
Well, because then they were all... like thinking about each other,
right.
and I understand that. And then Zordon, like they're like, Zordon, now is the chance you can come through and be whole again. And instead, he uses the Morphin Grid energy to bring Billy back. I don't think it's like when they said step through, that was like dumb.
I think that was supposed to be like a metaphor. You don't like, actually like step out of it, but
it resurrects you.
But use the energy. You can only resurrect one person with the energy of the Morphin Grid. And Zordon in that opening sequence definitely like died, and Alpha just like got his.
Oh yeah, Alpha said like I had uploaded you to the cloud. Like,
yeah.
Well, and that kind of bothered me too, because the whole point was, oh, you're gonna morph so that I can come back. Okay, cool. So does that happen every time you get a new team of Rangers? Like,
well, he's only had one team of Rangers in 65 million years before he was alive and a Ranger, so he wouldn't know.
Yeah, I would imagine every time a new group of Rangers,
you can just resurrect somebody.
Comes together, the full power of the Morphin Grid opens up. For a minute.
And you can use it a bunch of different ways. It's very specific in this way. And here's the thing, if they would have just not put in that line about him being like, I need them to morph so that I can come back.
That's one of the scenes they could have cut from the first half of this movie.
Yeah, totally cut that, because and then you can cut Billy dying and have them come together by saving Billy.
Yeah.
Which would be a much more Power Rangers move to like... Mm-hmm.
It'd be much more heroic.
Because Billy still would have sacrificed himself but doesn't have to die for it. You know?
Did anyone else also... I know this is kind of a little bit of a tangent. Did anyone else notice that, like, Jason randomly put the power sword into...
At the very end?
At the very end.
He gave it up. He gave it up, and Zordon said, you should keep that.
It. But it just appeared out of his armor. He didn't get it from anywhere. He didn't take it from anywhere.
See, that's the thing. They cut the wrong scenes out of this movie.
Right. Yeah. It feels like there was an explanation for why the power sword happened.
He's the only one that has it.
Because he's the leader.
Yeah.
And there can only be one Red Ranger.
Right. Also another reason Zordon didn't come through, is because he's not going to settle for blue.
So here's the thing. Here's a cool thing that they did, is they cut out the Jason Kimberly love storyline, like the romance.
Yeah, there's like undertones of
it. There's hints of it that still made it to the final movie.
There's
the stuff they couldn't cut is what's left. That's all.
But they definitely never made out. Which they cut was out definitely that kiss. A scene they showed in that teaser, I think.
Yeah, it was.
It was. But you know what they did do is they did set up a romance between Kimberly and Trini.
They
or
did.
Sorry, Trini.
Alpha said Trini one time.
No, there were a couple of people that said Trini. Everybody else said Trini. Or Dana? Or
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. I liked that like no one could get it right because it is the weirdest of the names. But,
I liked that Rita got it wrong.
She should say it right.
Yeah, well, this is the last Airbender situation. I don't think Becky G watched the show.
Not Becky G, because she was also being directed.
And I'm pretty sure she never said her name, because I was trying to pay attention
she
to
did
it.
She did one
they
time.
They said in the beginning when he came out, he's like, who are you? And she's like, and Zach says, Dee Dee. And she goes, it's Trini. Mm-hmm. No, sweetheart, no. Oh, honey. It's Trini.
It's Trini.
If you just watched the first episode of the show
you
that
dug
this
into
fucking
the lore.
Movie is based on, there's a goddamn Zeo crystal.
Yep.
There's a Zeo crystal. There's a Zeo crystal on every planet, and it's the heart of your planet. And what in the actual hell?
It's on any planet with life.
With life. It is the seed of life.
Yeah, it's the Allspark. Because this movie wishes it was Transformers, too.
Only the last half.
Yeah, they even talk about Transformers in it, though.
So
he literally kills Transformers.
And
steps on Transformers.
And apologizes to Bumblebee.
To Bumblebee.
And Billy literally talks about Spider-Man.
Iron Man. And Iron Man. Spider-Man or Iron Man. Well, you're kind of both.
You're a little bit both. You're a bunch of other movies that we literally hodgepodge together.
Can we also appreciate that Zordon didn't see fit to tell them about the Megazord?
Well, no.
That's what I'm saying. They got Zordon, right?
Yeah, that's pretty Zordon.
That's some Zordon.
Because Rita is genuinely surprised when that happens.
Maybe they never, the other
I don't
never
think they
did.
Ever did that before.
Yeah, she's like, impossible.
Also, if Rita is a former Green Ranger, why use this Goldar instead of the Dragon Zord?
Oh,
well, maybe she, I don't think she has the Zord.
Because next time is the Dragon Zord. Oh, no, right. We definitely did see the Dragon Zord in this movie.
Was it in the opening sequence?
No. It was when they were doing those weird, like, everyone around me is stone, but also ash, and Rita's breathing in my mouth. There was a T-Rex in the mist of the Dragon Zord in the background.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, anything else we need to talk about?
Rita Repulsa's name should be Rita Rejumpscare.
Her name should be not Rita Repulsa. That is a 1993 ass name.
Up until Zordon straight up says Rita Repulsa, I thought they were just going to call her Rita, and I think that would have been fine.
But here's my thing, though. Rita in this, and I mean, obviously I get it. They don't want to make her a goofy space witch. But literally, it felt like every time she was on the scene, you know, prior to her actually doing something, it was a jump scare every single time. Loud noises. Ooh, spooky
there's
stuff.
Like a 25 minute chunk of this movie that's like just a jump, like a Five Nights
jump
at Freddy's.
Jump scare a palooza.
Like,
I wasn't jump scared by them.
Well, you were probably, I mean, they weren't scary, but it was obvious what they were trying to do.
Yeah, there were a lot of sudden bangs and pops.
I
and
think
flashes
that was a
video.
Yeah. I think that was a style choice, and I'm okay with it. My problem.
There were some style choices I was not okay with.
My problem with this movie is my problem that is increasing with every movie as I get older and just become like a grumpy old man about things is that we've seen so much in the trailers and all the stuff that you've released beforehand that like.
Yeah.
When like nothing is surprising or
no.
Like. The surprising things were like the genuinely crazy things that happened, like when they played the fucking 1993 theme song.
Oh my god! You guys.
The trailers do this cool thing where they take away all the drama of Billy's death by showing that scene of him dancing in the Megazord in the trailer.
We know he's gonna be fine later, but and they haven't even more. That's halfway through the movie. That's the halfway point of the movie.
The second half of this movie fucking rules. The reason I really like the movie as a whole is because I love the second half of this movie.
I liked the second half a lot. I don't even know if it was the second. That was definitely maybe that was just the last act. Maybe just the last third that there was the morph stuff.
Well, when I say second half, I mean once they're in the suits. It's definitely not like a split in the middle.
Yeah. Here's my problem with the last half of the movie is that they failed filmmaking 101, which is they say right away, push him into the ocean, which would have been cool because he made him molten lava. Yeah. Push him in the water, he would harden. There, you beat him. And then now you have a Rita trapped in gold if she gets that far into it. Instead, they slap Rita into space and he turns into teeth. Turns into gold tooths.
If all the gold that she took to make
Rita's
him
blasting just off again.
Goes back to her. And then she just floats out into space and she freezes, but the moon is behind her. So, hey, guess where she's going.
That gravity's going to pull her right in. I did bet Alan $55,000 that she was going to land on the moon. So, hopefully, if they do get a sequel, we will show that.
It'll take me 3 years to make that kind of money.
Yeah, Alan, I'm gonna welch on that. If it doesn't happen. But if it does happen, you will owe me $55,000.
No, I won't.
Yes, that's literally, hey, we're in my town, so that's how it works. If we go to Mobile, you can make the rules, okay?
What'd you call it?
It's my town.
Mobile.
Don't you dare.
I said Mobile.
You said it weird.
He said Mobile.
I said Mobile.
Okay, anyway.
Thurman Sparky Plug is from Mobile, Alabama. I've been here in Mobile, Alabama my whole life, okay?
Can we also talk about how Zordon is prophetic and knows the future?
Oh, yeah, he's like, here's the future.
Billy can magically know the history of the Power Rangers. That's what I mean. Billy became like an exposition device and
Yeah, he was studying like the morphing grid that was in the center.
But it was literally just dust. And while he was talking, it turned into what he was talking about.
Yeah, he saw the Matrix code in the morphing grid.
It was dust to us. We don't know what they saw. There's just a picture of the Zeo crystal. He's like, it's light, right? And Zordon's like, yes, exactly. And I'm like, hold on. That's a fucking crystal.
Yeah. Oh, and also the coins, how everybody called them coins.
Yeah, those are geodes at best.
Those are geodes at best. Yeah. Crystals at worst. Come on, guys.
And they had power crystals in the show.
They did. Mm-hmm. Oh, but that takes them watching the show, Jake.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they just skimmed over, like, what artifact can we use? A Zeo crystal, perfect.
Here's what happened, right?
And the Zeo crystal is in Mighty Morphin, technically, at the end.
It is in Mighty Morphin.
So they probably didn't even look into Zeo at all.
No, so what happened was, I think that was probably, like, Here's my joke answer, is that they said, we're making a Power Rangers movie. We read the description of episode 1 through 4. That's it. And then they went on Twitter and just Googled Power Rangers movie. And then all the people would be like, what are the Zeo crystals in? They're like, Zeo crystal. Write a Zeo crystal down. I don't know what that is. Write it down. What if Goldar's giant? Giant Goldar. Do that. What if he's all gold? Don't look into Goldar.
Made of Velveeta?
I don't think he's made. That's a cool joke that everyone's saying, but he just looked like molten gold to me. It reminded me more of Cowboys versus Aliens. I don't know if you saw that garbage pile.
I didn't, but I will say this. I was actually much happier with the visuals in the final product. There were some moments, especially with the Zords, where I was just like,
Yeah.
But overall, the way the suits moved, it sort of worked for me. The putties kind of worked for me.
See, we didn't get a good look at any of the putties.
They were just
random arms and legs.
Yeah. It was just like chunks of rock with a random assortment of limbs.
Limbs and then whatever they were built at, which could have been cool if there would have been putties other than gray cement putties. One of them had like a stop sign and a yield sign inside of it.
That was cool.
I would have liked some like wood putties or just like brown ones from the dirt.
Or from brick.
Like, yeah, just like different. Like, just
but they
like,
wouldn't be putty if they were from wood.
They weren't putty. They were from concrete.
It's like a clay.
No.
Yeah, it's like a soft wet material that hardens, like a clay.
I mean, yeah, like, but that's like
wood
saying,
doesn't do that.
No, look, I don't think it there any more putty. Wood is no more putty than concrete is. Also, how dumb is it that they are called putties? Like, guys, if you're gonna do this,
you
do
just
the
said,
whole thing.
You could have just said Rita's Army. We know what they are. You don't have to tell us,
right? Yeah, we didn't like all.
But I guess you do need a name to put on the toys.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I took a picture because of the back of the box of the toys, and there is my favorite thing. It says there's this picture of like these ones.
Yeah.
Okay, and it says additional figures coming soon. Nobody was in the theater with us. I don't think they're gonna make additional.
There
figures.
Were like, I would say. Rough estimate, 15 people in the theater counting us.
Counting the four of us. Us three and our friend Sasha. And that was it. And that's not great for opening night.
No.
Even though it was open yesterday, but like, here's the problem. They did a gem in the holograms and marketed the wrong movie.
They didn't sell the movie they made. Yeah. And I don't understand why movies would do that.
And here's, it doesn't make here's any what sense. I'm hoping. Since this movie wasn't as bad as I was expecting, and I will put it at an overall positive. I will give it a C plus or B minus, depending on whether or not I'm feeling frisky.
I'm on a hard C.
For the movie as a whole, A minus.
That's very generous. That's very generous.
I really enjoyed it, and I like bad movies.
I also like bad movies.
No, I genuinely like bad movies. Not like because I like bad movies, but because I think bad movies are good movies.
See, I'm also kind of because this movie hit some of my buttons. Like I'm a softie. Soft touch.
I was tearing up a few times during the campfire scene.
Scene was really well done.
Any time when they all started to like come together and be friends, it got me.
That's what I'm into. I don't like that. I just think there was so much that they did wrong didn't need to be wrong. Like they did wrong stuff. Like they almost did it wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's why I cannot give it above a B minus. But I mean, look, I didn't watch the same movie you did.
What?
Right.
So
what I wish this movie would have been about is I actually wrote this down because Jason has a quote in the movie at one point where he says, be the person you want to be. I wish that had been more of the theme of the movie. That, yes, these kids had done bad things or whatever, but it's who they choose to be, and it's not like a forced destiny thing. But that just kind of got lost in the wash. There were really good moments of that, and I'll give it to the actors. They worked with what they got.
Yeah, Ludie Lin definitely should have been another actor.
Yeah, 100%.
There were a few scenes where he was just like kind of mumbly.
His face was weird, like his expressions.
Yeah, my favorite thing that he did, by favorite I mean it was very bad and funny to me, is that in the Megazord fight, or not the Megazord, in the Zord fights, like RJ Seiler, who gave a lot, he was real good work.
RJ probably did the most work. In my opinion.
Yeah, I think he had, number one, the most to work with. He was sort of an audience surrogate in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Which is pretty cool. But, like, he was, like, acting. Like, when he was, like, screaming, he was like, oh, like, really screaming. And then it cuts to Lily going, like, oh. like, making this weird face, trying not, like, he's embarrassed to be yelling. And it's like, dude, you should be more embarrassed of the other stuff than just screaming because you're being, like, shot at by gold or whatever.
Right. He had, like, big fireballs that he could throw.
Yeah.
You know,
also
like Goldar. He did have a big gold sword.
He did, but it went away immediately when they German suplexed him.
Oh, I love that they German suplexed
him. I liked that none of them could do a bridge right, but the Megazord could do a bridge.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Because they mocapped someone who's seen a German suplex before. That was
Kurt Angle
cool.
in for the Megazord German.
Yeah, just Chad Gable on his tiptoes. Like.
And I know I said that a lot of the like callbacks to the old Ranger stuff was probably the weakest points of the movie. But one of my actual favorite points, one of the strongest things, is when Zordon actually says the three rules. And they are the three rules.
With one exception, he says your enemies escalate instead of because in the original he says Rita. But like that's
right. They didn't know how far Power
they
Rangers
didn't know
was
at
going.
That point. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, and according to, you know, the people over at Lionsgate, this is part one of a 6-film story.
I don't think it's going to be. I want this movie to either make a lot of money because it wasn't as bad and maybe they'll do better next time. And like,
yeah.
do like
I want at least 3 out of it.
Well, here's the other thing. I also want this movie to make $0. And so people will know from now on, market the movie that the movie is. Because that's the biggest problem with this movie. I didn't lose sleep, but I was legitimately angry about this movie up until this, like, I saw it.
Yeah, and then everything was fine.
Yeah.
And I get that, because I was mad about stuff when they revealed it, too. And Alpha in the movie is kind of charming.
Kind of charming, kind of weird.
Maybe not the way he looks. I still don't love the way he looks.
And that's not even
his character was kind of charming.
My problem with Alpha is that he was a fighty boy. And that was weird to me. Let me just use my crazy tentacle arms and
also
the crazy tentacle arms maybe was a bit much.
That was a little
much. I did
much.
Love the bromance between Billy and Alpha and when they did the clapping thing. That
made me
happy.
I also like we want to talk missed opportunities. I do want to do a whole thing about missed opportunities that they could have done but didn't.
Okay.
Do we have anything else you want to say in general?
I'm okay.
I think I'm good.
I think I'm good too. So, missed opportunities. Does anybody have any?
Music.
Yeah, there was
the
okay.
Sound design was weird.
The sound design was weird, and the literally just like all the time with actual songs, mm-hmm. like all the time, and it was real weird.
And then their choice of let's just drum up the 1993 version of the Power Rangers theme song when there was actually a really good orchestrated version of it that they saved for the credits.
I think that orchestrated version that's like halfway down the credits.
Yeah, we were the only people left in the theater at that point.
Yeah, that should have been what played when the Megazord crawled out.
Yes,
yeah.
I completely agree.
They should have done something else when the other Zords were coming out.
Yeah.
Just like use a regular song. You've been so into that thus far.
Yeah. Got the power, yeah. Here come the Zords, yeah.
They used some, like, there were some references to the 1995 movie, which was crazy, because, like, they used, like, the I've Got the Power, but they did like a remix of it at the very end.
They did.
There was one other song that was from the 96 or the 95 movie. I can't remember, or some music cue or whatever that I was like, oh, okay. So the sound designer has seen Power Rangers.
Yeah.
but they're like, they literally did Ron Wasserman's, or if you, I looked at the credits, Chaim Saban and Shuki Levy's.
Right.
Ron Wasserman, I guess, is persona non grata to them.
It's like written by Chaim Saban and Shuki Levy, no performed by
nobody. This came from the ether.
Well, to be fair, they did say archived from 20th Century Fox, which is how they got away with not giving him credit, because they literally just pulled it out of the archive.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he is the one who made it, and he probably did it for, you know,
nothing,
and did it for, like, Power Rangers money, and so, like, and it was owned by Saban, so, like, I get that, but, like, just be a bro.
Yeah.
Like, that song is one of the reasons Power Rangers is very successful.
Yeah.
Like, hands down, but then, like, literally that song plays when they're running in Megazords, and there is, like, a really cool arranged version at the end that they saved for when nobody was in the theater anymore, that should have played when the Megazord was coming up, but instead they went with fire sounds.
Yeah.
And some, like, like Transformer noises, like, and fire sounds.
Yeah, this is the Transformer part of the movie.
Also, they did a thing that I liked in the Megazord, where they, like, they each controlled a limb, except Jason, he was just nobody. He just was, like, the quarterback.
He told everyone what to do.
But I really hated the individual cockpits. I don't like that at all.
I didn't like how this whole movie was about all of them coming together and they all sit separately in different parts.
Exactly. Far away, yeah. That was pretty bad.
So, missed opportunity music. Jake, do you have one?
My missed opportunity is that, and this is super minor, they were like, Alpha, what are you? And instead of saying a fully functional automaton or whatever Billy says, something sentient, fully functional automaton. I don't remember what he says exactly. He's like, blah, 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 blah.
He's like, I'm a robot.
Like, he says, like, a different set of nonsense words.
I'm pretty sure he says, like, Alpha as a,
oh, it's like an acronym?
An acronym. Mm-hmm. He gives it meaning, and then he just goes, I'm a robot. Beep, beep, beep.
The robot. Alan, missed opportunities?
He did music.
You did music. Josh, missed opportunities?
There were a lot of not important characters, not background characters, but like side characters that could have been pulled from Power Rangers.
Oh, like I don't know, Bulk and Skull.
Bulk and Skull. There's a bully in detention that's his. The name I heard was like Coldwood or something.
It was Cole.
Yeah.
Cole Wallace.
So just like that. Bulk and Skull could have been there.
Bulkmeyer.
There's the cop that goes to investigate the fishing boat that could have just like.
Could have been Stone.
Yeah, but
well, you know, there's a lot. They liked calling back to general things, but wouldn't call back to anything specific.
They didn't do any callbacks that you'd go, oh,
yeah,
you're one of us.
They did general callbacks to the Mighty Morphin Season 1 is
go,
the best.
Go, Power Rangers!
Yeah, Mighty Morphin Season 1 is the best power. It's the only Power Rangers. They did a lot of callback for those people.
I heard that twice today, and that is patently wrong.
But they didn't do any callbacks for the actual fans that would have appreciated them. That is a very missed opportunity. Especially Bulk and Skull.
Especially Bulk and Skull. And I thought for a minute that in the very... So Jason gets in trouble because he stole a cow. Oh, can we talk about how they... That whoever wrote this...
Oh, my God.
What was his name? Do you still have it pulled up?
John Grattan?
John Grattis? Grattan?
John Gattins.
Gattins? Hey, buddy, there's no such thing as boy cows, you idiot.
They're bulls.
They're bulls.
You stupid idiot!
Yeah, there's like, what, a 5-minute joke there about jerking off a bull?
Jerking off a bull.
But guess what? That was a cow, motherfucker!
Well, no, it was a bull.
It was a bull.
Because we get horns. The flashlight and the silhouette of the penis.
It shows the penis!
I did not see any horns on that thing.
It did. It had horns. I looked.
Okay.
Because here's the thing, listeners. That's a type of prank that we pull, or not we. I did not do it because I thought it was stupid.
Was this?
But people pulled in very rural towns in Alabama, and this is in California?
Yeah.
Was Jason's getaway kind of overkill?
1,000%.
We got caught with a cow here. I better, like, Fast and Furious out of this high school.
I better Fate of the Furious my way out of here. I gotta drift this submarine. No, okay. I did like the chase because it was done really cool where, like, the camera kept spinning around and
there was a lot of, like, interior shots, which I thought was really neat.
Yeah, it was.
He backs into a cop car.
Yeah.
And then he drives and he's, like, drifting, going down all these side roads. And the way this chase ends is he crashes into six parked cars in a suburb
and then falls down a quarry.
And he definitely
fell down somewhere, right?
I will say this, though. I feel like that was the one just subtle wink, wink, nod, nod to Power Rangers fans was, hey, guys, here's your quarry.
Yeah, here's a quarry. Yeah.
Here's a quarry.
Here's a problem. Now that we're talking about Nas, a Power Ranger fan, here's a Trini,
get it right.
Character thing that they fucked up. She's the first one to scale a mountain with her superpowers.
Yeah.
You might remember this from episode 2, but Trini is afraid of heights.
Yes. Well, Trini is fine.
Trini is not.
Trini is
afraid of heights.
Also, while we're talking about Trini, she's also the first gay Power Ranger.
But is she?
Because literally, and this, ooh, this makes me so mad. Out of all of the things, just boyfriend problems?
Girlfriend
problems.
When he says boyfriend problems, she goes, yeah, boyfriend problems. And then he says girlfriend problems to silence and staring into a fire.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, my family wants to label me. They want me to be like them. So there's no reference to the girlfriend problems actually being
the problem.
She is attracted to girls.
Yeah. Here's where it should have been.
This feels like such a cheap thing of being like, oh, hey, we have LGBT.
Yeah,
no, you don't.
They're so inclusive.
You're not owning it.
Yeah, okay, so when I heard that this was, like, going to happen, I was like, oh, boy, here we go. I also heard Billy was autistic, and I was like, oh, boy, here we go. And I feel like if they wouldn't have sold it out for the joke, then that character through line would have been really good because it starts with, like, Jason hugging Billy and him being like, can you please stop touching me? And then at the end, after he's resurrected, and I guess subtly implied he's cured of his autism, which is very problematic.
Very problematic, and I'd like to pretend it didn't happen, so let's move on.
So he hugs Jason, and it's like a character growth thing, and I, like, that's fine, but the way they did it is just, like, real rough waters that I didn't like. With Trini, when Zach said boyfriend problems, if she would have said, yeah, the problem is that I don't want a boyfriend.
Or even just, like, something like that. Instead of boyfriend problems.
If she would have just literally said and she doesn't have to say, like, I am, like, look at the camera and be like, I am gay. Like, she doesn't have to say that. But if she would have just, like, in no uncertain terms been like, I like girls.
Yeah.
That would have been fine because we don't need to, like, keep going back to it. Because we don't go back to anything like that, you know, deeply.
While we're talking about this, like, being...
Also, Kim definitely sent revenge porn, which is a weird choice for a Power Rangers movie.
I didn't want to talk about it, but god damn, that bothered me. Like, of all the nasty things you could get this girl to do, revenge porn?
And not even, in a very weird way. Sorry, Josh, I cut you off.
I was just going to say, it feels bad. In the trailer, we get, like, the moment of Kim cutting her hair.
Yeah.
Did anyone else expect that to be 10 minutes in and not really mean anything because we hadn't seen her before?
Oh, 100%. No, I knew that was going to be at the
start
of the movie.
The first thing she does as a character is leave detention and cut her hair.
It's sort of the opposite of the important haircut trope. It's an unimportant. It's just a haircut.
Yeah.
She just gave, and also, she gave herself a killer bathroom haircut with a pair of pinky shears.
Yeah.
It was like, because I cut my hair once. It looked horrible. Okay. It was not.
There's a reason you have to go to school for that.
Yeah. Like, people do that And it's like a thing. Like, they do that for a reason. Because, like, if you just cut your hair, like, how long was she in the bathroom, right? Like, because she did the two big cuts to get rid of most of it and then spent another, like, 25 minutes being like, is it?
It's like fine tuning it, evening it out, just feathering it, layering it.
Like, she layered it, like, with a pair of kitchen shears. Are you kidding me?
That had been stabbed into a wall.
Yeah.
Yes, because her friends literally cut her out.
They cut her and half of one of them out. Yeah. I don't know if anybody else got
that. I noticed that and I thought it was funny.
It was just a gesture.
Sorry, Gretchen Wiener, but you need to go back to kindergarten and learn how to cut in a straight line in thirds.
So here's the other thing. If you guys do a full review of this, I'm going to ask to be back on. If for no other reason, then I want to do a what the hell were these people wearing segment. Because the big one to me was this big emotional moment. And then Jason has a thing that says, no credit, cash only, don't ask.
Big old cash only, cash no only. Credit, don't ask.
And it's like, bro.
That is Jason.
That's a choice.
That is Jason confronting Zordon about Billy's death.
Yeah. And that's the cash only is the only red on him.
Yeah. Back in like the quarry, when they were all jumping over the canyon, they all vaguely had their colors on.
Yeah, but
that's the only time that they were all like actually color coded. At some point, Billy has like a red shirt on.
Mm-hmm. Billy always had some blue on though, because he had like when they morphed,
the lining of his jacket was blue.
When they morphed, well, his whole jacket was blue, at least the one that I remember. But like when they morphed, they only had because even Zach only had black boots. He had regular jeans on, I think.
Right.
But like they only had like the slightest hint of their color. Which, guys,
I think it's fine. I think them always wearing the same colored clothes is maybe a bit much for the movie that they wanted
to make. No, I don't know if it was, but also like Trini had zero yellow on her. That's what I said. Did I actually I thought I said Trini. Did I go too far into Trini?
I said Trini. Maybe I also went too far.
Look, I do have dysmorphia, okay?
We talked about this, so maybe you're just hearing things wrong. Because I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right, but I also have a very bad tongue. It just doesn't work sometimes. So I guess that's Power Rangers the movie. Oh, we want to talk about the cameos real quick?
Oh, it was just at the end, there's like a super close-up of Amy Jo Johnson and Jason David Frank taking a picture of the Megazord.
They're wearing pink and green.
Oh, the Mamazord!
No, that's dumb.
The Megazord!
Here's another
reason. Which is another reason why I think this had never been done before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is because it didn't have a name.
It didn't have any
branding. I don't think Zordon knew about it.
No, that would be... That's pretty neat, actually. Yeah. I like that. Here's my problem with it, is that they did this with Billy, is that... They used him, like the writer used him to go, look at how good my joke was. Like, and go, like, to basically.
That's
like,
what I meant by butt monkey. He was the end of everything. And it's just like, no, dude, stop.
It just, you're such a bad writer. And I don't think you should write any more movies. I think you should be outlawed from doing it because you did very bad. Go write a Voltron movie. No one cares about that. So, that was the cameos. I guess back to missed opportunities. Where was Jason Narvi? Jason Narvi couldn't teach that detention class, those two shots that dude was in? Come on.
Do we want to talk about the stinger?
Oh, yes.
The Ferris Bueller, Tommy Oliver.
We literally called it before we went into the movie.
Tommy Oliver.
And then
and then a locker explodes. One final jump scare.
His lunchbox blows up.
Because, like, Billy... At one point, he's like, I blew up my lunchbox. And they're like, oh,
that's why he was in detention.
That's why he was in detention. And then, like, that's at the very end of the movie as a way to put a button on something they have no other exit plan for.
Yeah.
Because Tommy was in detention, new kid in detention.
With a green jacket.
Had his green jacket, had his, what did it say? Be positive or like become something like that. It was some like inspirational zoo book looking thing with the white tiger Megazord man mode looking thing on it. And like, he wasn't there.
Do you guys think he wasn't there because Rita was getting him?
No, I think he wasn't there because they're not going to pay an actor
they didn't
a movie
ca-
amount
they didn't
of
cast
money.
Him for a movie that
what
might
Alan
not get
said,
made.
And I, like, that's not how they make movies. You're not going to cast a guy and pay him because if you're in a movie, you get paid a movie amount. If you're like a named character, they're not going to do that for a guy who's there for 3 seconds. Like, that's just crazy talk. Plus, they don't know if this movie's going to make any money. It doesn't if our sample size was anything, it ain't doing great.
I hope it does, because I want to see more of this Power Rangers. I don't know if I'm alone in that or not, but I want to see more of it.
I want to see more, because I feel especially, like they could do better, but you got to fire this writer. He's so terrible. Yeah,
especially now that the origin is out of the way, we can just get a Power Rangers movie. I really want to see what they do with that.
Now that they're friends, that's the big thing that was my do the damn thing, was just be friends.
Yeah.
Stop this dancing around, you know, and I get it. Oh, we all have secrets and all of our secrets are terrible and we're all awful people.
Did anybody else think Kim's secret was going to be that she had a baby? When she was like, don't do me, not me.
That was the joke that I made. Turns out it was revenge porn.
It was revenge porn. That was
She sent a picture, a picture that her friend sent to her. Like,
why would her female friend send a nude photo to her?
Girls do that all the time, brother man.
Okay.
Yeah. Just do a quick Google of that. They will.
Sometimes if you just need to hear good about yourself. I mean, I get it.
Like, I'm not going to send you guys any pictures of my wing-wang because that's not how our friendship goes.
My wing-wang is off the internet. Yeah. I would like to keep it that way.
There are,
but anyway,
as of right now, zero pictures floating around, I hope.
But anyways, revenge porn.
Yeah, it's so weird. And it wasn't even, like, actual. It was just, like, I sent. And I don't understand why she did it.
I feel like here's what happened.
Did you want to take this home to your mom?
She liked this boy that her friend was dating. And then, like, I don't know.
Is that what?
And then from
there.
That's
kind of what I got to.
And I think she was like, do you want to take her home to mom or me?
I got the opposite of that. I got that, like, her friend was, like, maybe liked the guy she was dating.
That could also, if that was Kim's boyfriend, because I think there might have been a throwaway line at one point that she was dating Terry Iverson or
Terry,
whatever this weird guy's name
was. Knocked his tooth out, and then they put it back in, because you hear that three times.
So maybe that was it. Is that like, or he was like making goo-goo eyes at her.
And she was like, but that could have been a little clearer.
Yeah, and she was like, well, let me get him.
I'm a getter.
I'm going to get her because my boyfriend likes her. I don't know. High school girls are petty.
That's like some like classic.
High school kids are petty.
That's very true.
That's very true.
That's like some
geez.
Good mean girl. And I would like.
And there's I'm sorry. Keep going.
That would make sense of like Kim being a former mean girl. But like there's got to be a better way to get out of that. Right.
Yeah. But like the whole thing of her in Jason's room of like. And this is also a very, like, these kids are in high school. This is how a high school kid thinks. Is like, this is it. I've screwed up my whole life
done.
With this.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing after this for me.
Well, and
that even happens with Jason in the car accident. His dad is like, what's he going to do now? He's not going to go to this he's not going to ride that sports scholarship. There's nothing for him
anymore. He's basically dead to
us. Yeah, his father's shitty. I'm sorry. Yeah. His dad's awful.
I like David Denman. I think
Although,
he was a good actor.
He 100% looked like Austin St. John.
He did. I felt like they dressed him up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he had like the hair and the beard, and he's got just kind of like the rounder face anyway. Yeah.
But I liked the scene, minus the revenge porn, in Jason's room because it felt very Power Rangers. It was, you know, I'm reaching out to you as a friend. What you did does not define you. You are not what you did. You, like, that.
Exactly.
It worked.
We can overcome anything if we want to.
Make that the movie.
Yeah, that should have been an hour earlier at that point.
Yeah.
And the reason they couldn't morph together is because they just, like, because
they were keeping secrets from each other.
Like, and like, if you want that to be like, they have to be completely in sync. Like, maybe they just like weren't clicking yet. They didn't have that thing to bond over completely. And then you could have had them save Billy and do it. Hey, I fixed your movie. That'll be $55,000. Anyway, I think that's good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Any other final thoughts?
No, I said everything that I wanted to. I think
on Power Rangers the movie.
You
have a whole notebook full of notes here.
I do. There were nuns.
Zach
went rogue in his Zord for a minute, like before they could morph, because Alpha was like, once you morph, like you'll connect to it. And that does happen. It like connects to the morph suit.
Like an Avatar.
Yeah. I've never seen Avatar.
It's not great.
But Zach is, so they go back to keep training, and Zach's like, yeah, I'll catch up. And just like rides his Megazord on morph.
And almost hits nuns.
And almost runs over like a van full of nuns.
Yeah.
Most everything in my notes, I think.
Cool. In conclusion, fire the writer. Do better next time now that you don't have to go through the whole origin.
Put them in the same cockpit, please.
Yeah, well, no, that's never going to happen.
Use your good songs at good moments for them.
Please.
Yeah, there was a real good when Billy was dead, they used a version of Stand By Me.
That was lovely.
And I liked that. And I was like, oh, this would be so nice if Billy wasn't dead right now.
Yeah.
Like, Billy, I don't know if you guys, I don't know if we can explain. Billy Shute died in this movie.
He was dead for, Rita killed
Billy.
Like,
he was literally dead for at least 20 minutes.
For like a long time. And he attacked Trini in her room.
Rita did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very torn on this, Rita.
How did she find Trini?
One thing that I absolutely loved about this Rita was how she referred to them by their color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eeny, meeny, miny, blue. You know, yeah. It just really worked for me.
Because Billy figured out where the Zeo crystal is. Did we say that it
how
was in
did
a...
she know he knew?
Oh, how did we not talk about
Krispy Kreme?
Okay, guys, I don't know how to...
That Krispy Kreme is another... That could have been Ernie's.
Here's the thing.
Krispy Kreme gave them all the money
Krispy
in the world.
Krispy Kreme had money. Ernie's is fake.
I know. Ernie's I know the Krispy Hollywood Kreme. Reason it's a Krispy Kreme.
Well, that's what happens when you get a movie like this, is you serve so many masters, and Krispy Kreme must have paid them a lot of fucking money.
To be the most important place in the world.
Literally the most important place in the world is Krispy Kreme, because that's where the Zeo crystal was.
And I will say, Elizabeth Banks as Rita going... Krispy Kreme was probably one of my favorite line deliveries in the movie.
I really liked the scene when she found it and she was in Krispy Kreme just like having a donut.
Having a donut.
Just nomming on her a donut and Koldar just comes through the door.
Just starts like punching through the earth.
I guess my final thought on this movie, now that we got Krispy Kreme, I can't believe we almost walked away from that. I guess my final thought on this movie is that, man, Angel Grove is destroyed, huh?
It is a superhero movie after all.
Yeah.
Didn't this happen in like Batman 2?
In Batman Superman, they got wiped out. Yeah.
Superman Returns, I think it was just, or not Returns. Man of Steel. Man of Steel. Like, all of it was just gone.
Just wrecked.
Avengers.
Godzilla wrecked San Francisco. And they're like, you saved it. Did you, Godzilla?
No. I mean, now we have to make a new one. So technically,
honestly,
that
was kind of the part that just threw me for a loop. And my head literally hit the back of the chair. It was when the cameos came up. And everybody's just like, oh my God. And
you
then they all pull out the cell phones and start taking pictures, and it zooms out and you see a bunch of camera flashes, but directly behind all of these people is the ruins of everything they ever loved and all of their worldly possessions.
In the quote.
And in the center of it all stands but one juice bar.
Yeah. No.
And a dancing robot.
One Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme definitely did get around.
And the Megazord's busting a move.
They literally said the quote, small fishing town of Angel Grove.
Yeah, it's all gone now.
It's destroyed. It's gone. They had a perfectly viable quarry that they could have fought in. Like,
yep.
But nope, Krispy Kreme had to be the center of the universe, I guess. Got that Krispy Kreme money. I did want a Krispy Kreme, but they are just wet, soggy donuts. don't at me. Dunkin' Donuts is better.
Yeah.
I mean, you can at me, but you're going to be wrong. So that's it. That's a Power Rangers. I want to apologize for all the yay that I've been saying about it. It was only a little bit bad.
I enjoyed it.
There's only 3/10 very, very bad, and 7/10 pretty all right.
It was pretty all right. Are we going to close out with the line that they 100% should have said in the movie, but they didn't? The one line
it's
that
the
they
only
probably should have?
Catchphrase they did not say.
Oh, of course. This is how we
ended. No, they never said back to action either.
No, I knew that. We talked about that. I was like, they're not going to say back to action. That's a thing that you need to watch a couple episodes to see.
Yeah.
I guess this is the only episode this week for people listening in the regular feed. Also for the Patreon listeners, just so you know. But until next week when we do, Grandma Matchmaker. Is up next?
I think so.
Who doggy?
Oh, God.
I've been Jake.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Alan.
And until next time,
may the power protect you.
I gotta stop.
You gotta turn it off. This is getting in. I'm amazed you didn't say smell you later.